Vous savez exprimer l'accent en utilisant « to ». Vous savez aussi exprimer la condition en utilisant « if » et entendre le conditionnel factuel. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon, nous allons commencer par les introductions et les présentations. Nos interlocuteurs se trouvent dans un avion. Vous allez les entendre se présenter. My name is Michael. Je m'appelle Michael. Et notez qu'après avoir donné son nom, l'autre personne répond « Nice to meet you ». Heureux de faire votre connaissance. Répétez. Repeat. Nice. Littéralement, c'est bon. To meet. Le verbe rencontrer. You. Le pronom en objet direct. Vous ou te. Nice to meet you. Il est bon de vous rencontrer. Heureux ou heureuse de faire votre connaissance. Vous allez entendre la réponse à cette phrase. C'est la même, sauf pour le dernier mot. Nice to meet you too. To signifie aussi. À ne pas confondre avec to, qui compose tout verbe à l'infinitif. Par exemple, to meet, rencontrer. To walk, marcher. To est un adverbe. Il suffit donc que l'autre personne rajoute to à la fin d'une même phrase pour exprimer un sentiment réciproque. Listen, écoutez.
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Aux États-Unis, même dans un contexte commercial ou d'affaires, les gens se présentent par « hello » ou bien « hi ».« Hi » est typiquement américain. Répétez « hi ». Habituons-nous ensemble à cette façon de se présenter. « Hi, my name is Michelle » ou bien « hello, my name is Michelle ». Répétez après moi. « Hi, my name is Mohammed ». Hello, my name is Sophie. Hi, my name is Idrissa. Hello, my name is Moussa. Hi, my name is Chantal. Hello, my name is Frédéric. Écoutons de nouveau la rencontre de Walter et de Michael.
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Dans cette rencontre d'affaires qui suit, Max vient de s'installer à Washington. Il vient de San Francisco. Max just moved here from San Francisco.
Max just moved here from San Francisco.
Just moved. Il vient juste d'arriver. Kathy présente Max à Larry.
This is Max Wilson.
Et Larry présente Max à Elizabeth. Vous allez entendre Max. This is Elizabeth.
This is Elizabeth Moore.
Max, voici Elizabeth. C'est une façon très courante de présenter une personne à quelqu'un d'autre. Quand il y a plusieurs personnes présentes, vous allez entendre aussi Larry, have you met Max?
Larry, have you met Max?
Larry, connaissez-vous Max? Avez-vous rencontré Max? Have you met? Vous allez entendre la réponse positive. Yes, I have.
Yes, I have.
Et vous allez entendre aussi la réponse négative. No, I haven't.
Elizabeth, have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
C'est la contraction de no, I have not. Et répétez, repeat. Have you met? Yes, I have. No, I haven't. Listen. Écoutez.
Larry, have you met Max?
Yes, I have. Welcome to Washington.
Thanks, Larry.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
This is Max Wilson. Max just moved here from San Francisco. Max, this is Elizabeth Moore.
Nice to meet you, Elizabeth.
It's nice to meet you too, Max.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Michel Joseph, hello and welcome to lesson number 43. Bienvenue à la leçon numéro 43 de English USA. Au cours de cette leçon, nous allons entendre Martin Lerner interviewer un garagiste. Nous allons entendre parler de réparation de voiture et des différentes parties d'une voiture, tout un nouveau vocabulaire. Vous apprendrez à décrire votre voiture. Si vous n'en avez pas une, décrivez celle d'un ami ou d'un voisin. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Voyons quelques expressions rapidement. Garage, c'est un garage. A mechanic, un mécanicien. Garage, mechanic. To fix a car, réparer une voiture. Ou bien, to repair a car. To restore a car, remodeler une voiture. To paint a car, peindre une voiture. To buy a car, acheter une voiture. To fix, to restore, to repair, to paint, to buy. Écoutez la leçon.
Good morning.
Hi, what can I do for you?
I want to write a story about garages. May I talk to you about your work? Do you have time?
Sure, I have a few minutes. What do you want to know?
May I record?
Okay.
Tell me the name of the garage.
Kelly's Cars.
And your name is Kelly?
Yes, I'm Kelly. Kelly Morgan.
What do you do, Kelly?
I'm a mechanic. I fix cars.
Are you the owner?
Yes, I own the garage.
When did you open the garage?
This garage is new. It's about 2 years old. I had an old garage.
Where?
The old garage was near the harbor. I moved. The building was too expensive. It was big. This building is smaller.
What did you do there?
I restored old cars.
What do you mean, restored?
I bought old cars.
How old?
20, 30, 40 years old, sometimes older.
Then what did you do?
I made that old car look like a new car. Okay? I bought an old car. I'm going to tell you about one car. It was a Packard. They don't make Packards now. It was black, and it was terrible.
What do you mean, terrible?
It was rusted. It was damaged. The paint was chipped. One window was broken. The tires were not good.
It sounds like my car.
Is your car 50 years old?
No, it's 5 years old. What did you do?
It had four doors. One door was bad. I found a good door in Michigan. I found a new window in Mississippi. I found excellent tires in Ohio.
What happened to the rust?
I repaired the rusted parts.
How?
I cut the damaged metal off, then I put new clean metal on. I had to paint the car, of course.
What color?
I wanted a brown car. I painted it brown. It looked expensive.
What happened to the inside?
The inside was very beautiful. It had nice seats. It had lovely wood panels. It was brown. I put new brown carpeting on the floor.
Les descriptions nous aident à imaginer un objet, par exemple une voiture, a car, qu'on ne peut pas voir. Kelly, le mécanicien, the mechanic, a décrit ce qu'il a fait pour remodeler une vieille voiture, an old car. Il a choisi des mots très descriptifs pour que Martin puisse bien imaginer la voiture dont il parle. Écoutez encore ces adjectifs, même si vous ne les connaissez pas toutes, écoutez-les bien.
New car, old garage, big building, black Packard, brown carpeting, wood panels, clean metal, excellent tires, bad door, terrible outside, beautiful inside, expensive car, rusted car, damaged car, chipped paint, broken window.
Et maintenant, essayez de répondre aux questions de Martin avec des adjectifs descriptifs. Par exemple, si Martin y dit, What is your house like? What's your house like? À quoi ressemble votre maison? Comment est votre maison? Vous pouvez répondre, It's small. Elle est petite. It's large. Autre question, What is your car like? Ou bien, avec la contraction, What's your car like? It's old. Elle est vieille. It's blue. Elle est bleue. It's rusted. Elle est rouillée. Allez-y, répondez aux questions de Martin.
What is your house like? What is your shirt like? What is his car like? What is the hotel like?
Exerçons-nous avec les voitures. Do you have a car? Avez-vous une voiture? Do you have a car? Et si vous avez une voiture, What's your car like? Comment allez votre voiture? What is your car like? What's your car like? Décrivons cette voiture, la vôtre. Ou devons-nous commencer par la mienne? Commençons par la mienne. Une voiture américaine. I have a Buick. It's an old Buick. I have a Ford. I have a brand new Ford. J'ai une Ford toute nouvelle, brand new. I have an old Pontiac. He has a brand new Chevrolet. Did you see that Jeep? My father has a Dodge. Ce sont des voitures américaines. I love my new Chrysler. Look at that Plymouth. What a beautiful Cadillac. That's a Lincoln Continental. Voilà des marques de voitures américaines. Describe your car. Is it old? Is it new? Is it rusted? Is it damaged? Does it have new tires? Are the tires old? Is it a two-door? Is it a four-door? Is it a station wagon? Is it automatic? Voilà quelques expressions pour décrire les voitures. Allez-y, décrivez votre voiture ou celle d'un ami ou d'un voisin. Et voilà pour cette leçon d'anglais, lesson number 43. That's it for now. C'est tout pour l'instant. On continuera à apprendre à décrire. In the meantime, entre-temps. In the meantime, practice describing your car or your friend's car. or your neighbor's car. Until next time.
Maybe now we can switch page and go forward on the timeline in the future. So maybe we can ask Pierrette to ask ahead in the future about, how shall I say, either in a month ahead. So Pierrette, yes, to AlphCDB, why not? Thank you, France. We should get France back here. We need four chairs.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
So we want Pierrette to ask AlphCDB something about the month in the future, ahead. Go ahead, Pierrette.
Yes. Hello? CDB, what will you do next month?
Okay. Next month, I will be traveling to the village. Yeah. I will be traveling to my village to work with my parents.
Wow.
Okay.
Perfect answer.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Did you like that, Pierrette?
Yes.
Okay. How about you, Jeff? Pascal, what do you think of that?
About the answer or about the question?
The question was perfect. The answer was perfect. Are you happy with the lesson? Because I think we're all happy with the lesson.
Okay. I am happy. Correct.
Is there something you want to add to this lesson before we say goodbye?
Okay. With the time you're expecting the next month or next week, next day, okay?
Well, I think Roger...
Sure, an example.
Okay. Oh, are you going to give us one more example?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
One example? Okay, one example. Next month, next day... I will write a letter to Madame Michelle. Do you understand my example?
Okay. Oh, okay. So you mean tomorrow or next month?
Tomorrow. Next day, I will write a letter to Madame Michelle.
Next day?
Next month. Mm-hmm. Next month,
yeah.
We will celebrate my birthday.
Hmm.
Wonderful. God willing. Yes.
Mm. Yes.
Okay.
That's
thank you.
Example.
We will. That's mm-hmm. a good example. Mm-hmm. Next day. What do you think of the next day?
I didn't feel next day.
Roger, what do you think of next day?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow is a bit more common.
I think tomorrow. Tomorrow is the best. Next day. Next day, I will send a letter to Michelle.
Next day you see it for, let's say, mail. You want it to go the next day.
Right.
But it's, I think...
But to put it on a sentence, that would not sound right.
Right. So yeah. I think Jeff meant, tomorrow I will write a letter
yes.
to Ms. Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward...
I can ask a question, please.
Okay.
I can ask a question to anyone.
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. Normally, to be right, because every day, it's me a different question. Okay?
Yes. So, Pierrette, are you ready for his question?
Question for Pierrette.
Question for Pierrette.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Pierrette, please. Okay. When will you arrive to my country, Pierrette?
I will arrive in your country next year.
Oh, that's a beautiful way. Well, you know, I think we're going to thank everyone.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay, you are welcome.
Thank you, all of you, for participating. And we are going to have something prepared by Roger.
That's right.
You're going to have to go to the web.
To see it.
Anglais Télé on Facebook.
And guys, and I'm gonna add to Michelle what Michelle just said. Make sure you tell everybody to go to Anglais Télé. Perfect.
Tell everyone to check us out on Facebook, Anglais Télé.